You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Abraham offered up Isaac. My scripture is Genesis 22, 1 through 19. My text is Genesis 22, 1 through 2, which states, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. The time when Abraham was thus tried happened after these things. After all the other exercises he had, all the hardships and difficulties he had gone through, God tempted him, not to draw him to sin, as Satan tempts. If Abraham had sacrificed Isaac, he would not have sinned. His altars would have justified him and borne him out. But to discover his graces, how strong they were, that they might be found to praise and honor and glory. Thus God tempted Job, that he might appear not only a good man, but a great man. God did tempt Abraham. He did lift up Abraham. So some read it as a scholar that improves well is lifted up when he is put into a higher form. God appeared to him as he had formerly done. Call him by name. Abraham, that name which he had given him in confirmation of the promise. Abraham, like a good servant, readily answered, Here am I. What says my Lord unto his servant? Probably he expected some renewed promise. But to his great amazement, that which God has to say to him is, in short, Abraham, go kill thy son. When God speaks, Abraham no doubt takes notice of every word and listens attentively to it. And every word here is a sword in his bones. The trial is hardened with trying phrases. Take thy son, not thy bullocks and thy lambs. How willingly would Abraham have parted with them by thousands to redeem Isaac? No, I will take no bullock out of thy house. Psalm 50 and first 9th verse. I must have thy son, not thy servant, no, not the steward of thy house. That shall not serve to turn. I must have thy son. Abraham must offer his son, in whom the family was to be built up. Yes, that son whom thou lovest. It was a trial of Abraham's love to God, and therefore it must be a beloved son. The place in the land of Moriah, 3 days' journey off, so that he might have time to consider it, and if he did it, must do it deliberately, that it might be a service the more reasonable and the more honorable. The manner, offer him for a burnt offering. He must not only kill his son, but kill him as a sacrifice. the several steps of obedience, all which helped to magnify it and to show that he was guided by good judgment and governed by faith in the whole transaction. Number one, he rises early. Probably the command was given in the visions of the night. And early the next morning, he set himself about the execution of it. Did not delay, did not hesitate, did not take time to deliberate, for the command was urgent and would not admit a debate. Those that do the will of God heartily will do it speedily. While we delay, time is lost and the heart hardened. Number two, he gets things ready for a sacrifice, and with his own hands, he cleaves the wood for the burnt offering, that it might not be to seek when the sacrifice was to be offered. Spiritual sacrifices must thus be prepared for. Number three, it is very probable that he said nothing about it to Sarah. This is a journey which she must know nothing of, lest she prevent it. There is so much in our own hearts to hinder our progress in duty that we have need, as much as we may be, to keep out of the way of other hindrances. Number four, he carefully looked about him to discover the place appointed for this sacrifice, to which God had promised by some sign to direct him. Number five, he left his servants at some distance off, lest they should interpose and create him some disturbance in this strange religious offering. For Isaac was, no doubt, the darling of the whole family. Thus, when Christ was entering upon his agony in the garden, he took only three of his disciples with him and left the rest at the garden door. It is our wisdom and duty, when we are going to worship God, to lay aside all those thoughts and cares which may divert us from the service. Leave them at the bottom of the hill, that we may attend on the Lord without distraction. Number six, he obliged Isaac to carry the wood, to try his obedience in a smaller matter first. Number seven, without any ruffle or disorder, he talks it over with Isaac, as if it had been but a common sacrifice that he was going to offer. It was a very affecting question that Isaac asked him as they were going together. My father, said Isaac, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb? See how expert Isaac was in the law and custom of sacrifices, a trying question to Abraham. It was a very prudent answer which Abraham gave him. My son, God will provide himself a lamb. This was the language of his obedience. We must offer the lamb which God has appointed now to be offered, thus giving him this general rule of submission to the divine will, to prepare him for the application of it to himself very quickly. Number eight, with the same resolution and composedness of mind, after many thoughts of heart, he applies himself to the completing of this sacrifice. He goes on with a holy willfulness after many a weary step, and with a heavy heart, he arrives at length at the fatal place, builds the altar, lays the wood in order for his Isaac's funeral pile, and now tells him the amazing news. Isaac, thou art the lamb which God has provided. Isaac, for aught that appears, is as willing as Abraham. We do not find that he raised any objection against it, that he petitioned for his life, that he intended to make his escape, much less that he struggled with his aged father or made any resistance. Abraham does it. God will have it done, and Isaac has learned to submit to both. Yet it is necessary that a sacrifice be bound. Having bound him, he lays him upon the altar and his hand upon the head of his sacrifice. With a fixed heart and an eye lifted up to heaven. He takes the knife and stretches it out, stretches out his hand to give a fatal cut to Isaac's throat. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and wonder, O earth. Here is an act of faith and obedience, which deserves to be a spectacle to God, angels, and men. Abraham's darling, Sarah's laughter, the church's hope, the heir of promise, lies ready to bleed and die by his own father's hand, who never shrinks at the doing of it. Abraham was obliged, both in duty and gratitude, to part with Isaac and part with him to a friend. God, by his word, calls us to part with all for Christ, all our sins, though they have been as a right hand or a right eye or an Isaac, all those things that are competitors and rivals with Christ for the sovereignty of his heart. Luke 14:26. And we must cheerfully let them all go. God, by his providence, which is truly the voice of God, calls us to part with an Isaac sometimes, as we must do it with a cheerful resignation and submission to his holy will. 1 Samuel 3:18. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is the final word, and our scriptural text is Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, verse 2. It is written, Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. One day during a high school health class, a student made some disturbing remarks about the teacher's views. To the surprise of the other students, the teacher thanked him and moved on to another comment. When he was asked later why he didn't respond to the student, he said, I'm practicing the discipline of not having to have the last word. This teacher loved and honored God, and he wanted to embody a spirit of humility as he reflected this love. His words remind me of another teacher, this one from long ago, who authored the book of Ecclesiastes. Although not addressing how to handle an angry person, he said that when we approach the Lord, we should guard our steps and go near to listen rather than being quick with our mouths and hasty in our hearts. By doing so, we acknowledge that God is the Lord and we are those whom he has created. How do you approach God? If you sense that your attitude could use some improvement, why not spend more time considering the majesty and greatness of the Lord? When we think about his infinite wisdom, power, and presence, we can feel awed by his overflowing love for us. With this posture of humility, we too need not have the last word. Be encouraged to practice the discipline of not having to have the last word as you communicate with your family and others. Let us pray. Lord God, we want to honor you and bow before you in peace and quietness. Teach us how to pray, how to listen, how to encourage ourselves in you, and help us to trust and obey your word as we strive to live purposefully by bringing you glory and upbuilding your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible.